There are a lot of YouTube analysts that I've seen around, both left, right, and center that I've been watching, that are saying that the U.S. is preparing some sort of conflict with China. I mean, once again, this is just all people, kind of trying to read the tea leaves as to what's going on. And a lot of this is spurred on, Alexander, by the TikTok ban. They're banning, they're thinking about banning the tick about banning TikTok. The embassy closures, both in Houston and in China as well, and the media war. But I don't know. This is just what I've heard from a lot of YouTube analysts.
I think it's possible. And by the way, there was a very, very defiant article, editorial by Global Times. Global Times, for our viewers to know, is an English language newspaper which is published by the Chinese People's Daily. The People's Daily is the official newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party. And Global Times is, in a sense, its English language voice. So it's very, very close to the Chinese government. It reflects the inner thinkings of the Chinese Politburo and the political leadership there. Anyway, they basically said if the United States is looking for a fight in the South China Sea or anywhere else, China will be ready for them. I mean, so, that they're not going to pull back, they're not going to back down. They've got the military forces. The Chinese military is ready to take them on. Now, I mean, I don't take any of this seriously. I'm going to say something about Donald Trump. Donald Trump has kept the United States out of further wars. Whilst he is president, I don't see him starting any new wars anywhere. Certainly not with a potential superpower enemy like the People's Republic of China, which has nuclear weapons. So I don't think Donald Trump will do it. This is the problem. There is a huge head of steam in the United States, which is becoming very angry with China for, many reasons, many good reasons. And of course, the military, there are parts of the military that see the strategic balance in the South China Sea shifting in China's favor. While Donald Trump is president, I don't see a war. He didn't go to war with Iran. Why would he go to war with China? With Joe Biden as president, with somebody who has no real attention span that I can see, with somebody who is anyway, to the extent that he has much understanding of anything anymore, completely bought in to the humanitarian intervention, all that kind of thing, and was involved, was the vice president in an Obama-Biden administration that started more, was involved the United States in more wars at the same time in more places than any other. Well, with Biden in the White House, I am not so sure. I still think there are enough sane voices in the American military to stop it. But I can't be absolutely sure. And on the Chinese side, I am sure that the Chinese military are telling the Politburo, despite all the defiant language, the last thing we need is a war with the United States. So I think at the end of the day, it probably won't happen. It definitely won't happen whilst Trump is in charge. With Joe Biden, it begins to look, that certainty I have that it won't happen begins to less look a little less certain.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, Australia has come out and said, has made some statements that they would back the United States. That's
Oh yeah.
obvious that they would back the
Well,
United
I
States.
don't think there's any doubt
And
about
they
that.
do have a lot, and they do have a lot of concern because they are part of the region. They're much, much closer to China than the
Absolutely.
U.S., obviously. So the region, they do have a stake in that region. And of course, the recent tensions with India as well. And India has not hidden the fact that they would align with the United States as well. But I agree with you. I think Trump won't do it. I think Biden, who will not, even if he is president, is not really the president.
No.
That'll be this shadow group of neocons and neoliberals
Yes.
and Obama
Yes.
cronies.
Yes.
That worries me.
Yes,
That does
I
worry me,
agree.
yeah.
I agree. It worries me too. I mean, I think that anybody, this is, by the way, my constant message to people. I mean, if you want to preserve the US Republic and restore its constitutional system, then you need to have the president in office who there was an attempt to mount a coup against. We've discussed this many times in our programs, and we need to find out all the things that were done about him. And if you want peace, if your overriding priority is preserving peace, you want Donald Trump as president, because despite the fact that he sometimes comes up with some very strong language, which he does, by the way, in order to gain leverage, which is a fact which I think many people don't understand. But if you want someone who will keep the United States out of wars, you vote for Donald Trump. And I know there are some people who serve in the US military who follow our programs. I know there are. And I would say that again, if you want to, do your duty, defend the United States, but not get sucked into wars in all kinds of places, and certainly not get involved in a war in the South China Sea with China. If you want to avoid all of that, then again, vote for Donald Trump, because I can't see. I am sure he will not lead you into a wars. With Joe Biden in the White House, I am not so sure.
Yeah, Joe Biden doesn't, he wouldn't even know where he is if he
No.
were to win the election, that's for
Well,
sure.
this
So
is the danger.
yeah. So anyway, we got into this is a before the video segment, and we started to talk about TikTok in China. That's why we started to talk about what some people are saying as far as tensions rising between China and the United States. We've done many videos detailing that the US is in a Cold War scenario with China right now, deep in a Cold War situation with China. That's fine. We called it a good year ago that they're going to head towards this type of Cold War divorce, and we were spot on. Now, TikTok, very quickly, let's talk about TikTok, and let's talk about breaking news about the Twitter Bitcoin hack. Real quickly about TikTok, the fact that there are a lot of calls now, including from the Trump White House, that TikTok should be banned in the US. India has already banned them. India has banned the use of TikTok. The US is now saying, the US government is saying, maybe we should ban the use of TikTok. Silicon Valley VCs have said they would purchase TikTok from their parent company, I believe it's called ByteDance, a Chinese company, for $50 billion. So VCs in Silicon Valley said they will take it off ByteDance's hands and they would bring it to Silicon Valley. My two cents, Alexander, real quick. If Silicon Valley were to get TikTok, that would be terrible, terrible. Me personally, I would rather be on TikTok doing well, and I know people are going to be shocked if I say this, than on, say, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I feel more, no, I don't want to say I would rather be on. I feel more nervous being in Silicon Valley social media companies because I know that they collude amongst each other, amongst themselves. They can ban you, they can censor you, they can deplatform you. And at the end of the day, they can do a lot of harm to me, to my business, etc. China, if you know they're getting my information from my mobile phone, or if they decide to censor me or ban me, I don't care, because at this moment in time, I don't ever see myself living in China. Now, saying that, finally saying that, I will say that for people living in China and they have their social credit score, that I feel for them. I really do feel for them, and that sucks that China gives you a social credit score and they could, ban you from riding trains or ban you from traveling, depending on your social credit score, and TikTok factors into that. That really does suck. But I'm a lot more scared of the Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Twitter alliance than I am of TikTok. That's just me.
I entirely agree. I mean, look, I'm not at all under any illusions as to the nature of the Chinese state or how China runs its affairs or what happens inside China or how China uses its own big tech companies, which are very powerful within China, to basically monitor and control its population. What does I'm not under any illusions about it, but as you rightly say, I don't live in China. I live in the West. And what I see in the West, and it comes exactly to the point that you're making, is a concentration of big tech in the hands of a small group of monopolies, what I call a cartel of monopolies, based in San Francisco and Silicon Valley, which have openly partisan political agendas and which have been engaging in some extraordinary activities, deplatforming people, banning people, trying to control debate, trying to deport, you know, do all those sort of things. What happens to TikTok, which as far as I can see is mainly used by teenagers? This is my own personal view about TikTok. I mean, I don't really see it as a genuine threat to me, I mean, frankly. But I mean, it seems to me that what it all boils down to is that the cartel of monopolies in California have now seen a big tech company, a big tech rival emerge with the deep pockets of the Chinese government behind it. And they don't like it. And they've been lobbying for it. And they want to gain control over it. This is what this is all about, you know, sanction them, put pressure on them, and then buy them out. It's the sort of Rockefeller, the John D. Rockefeller Standard Oil device of the 1880s and 1890s. You put pressure on the opposition, and then you squeeze them out and buy them out, and you build up your monopoly. I do not like monopolies. That's what makes us different from the Chinese. In China, everything is controlled. In the West, supposedly, nothing is. We all operate within what is supposed to be a free market and a free media space. And it seems to me that we don't increasingly with big tech. And this attempt to take over TikTok is part of that agenda. I mean, whatever you think of TikTok, in the West, it provides a certain degree of diversity in the tech media, social media space, which is contracting. It's not part of the California cabal of, you know, oligarchs and cartel of monopolists. And that's why it's coming under attack. So, no, I mean, I don't have many time for what the Chinese government is doing in China. On the contrary, I'm its stern critic. I went to China. I've seen it for myself. But I am totally cynical about this operation. I don't like it. I don't like to see concentrations in that way. I think we should think about ourselves, not worry too much about what TikTok does. As I said, as far as I can see, it's teenagers and school children and college students and people like that. They upload videos of themselves, you know, dancing and doing all kinds of things. And good luck to them.
I'll make another point, a real quick point. At least with TikTok, you know the rules of the game, which is pretty much don't upload a video that, you know, takes a shot at the Chinese government or gets involved in the Hong Kong debate. If you do that, it's going to get censored or it's going to get taken down. So at least you know the rules of the game.
Yeah.
With YouTube, with Twitter, with Facebook, you have no idea what the hell the rules of the game are. At least if they were to tell us don't upload this and that, then you say, okay, at least I know the rules of the game. But at least with TikTok, you do actually know what you can say and what you can't say. Exactly. I'll give them that.
Absolutely, that's perfectly true. And indeed, this is one of the things. I mean, I should also say, I mean, there are lots of things about China that, you know, I noticed and were in some ways very impressive. And at least, however oppressive the rules, people in China do know what they are. I mean, they can stay out of trouble and they can do okay. In the West, what we have is these arbitrary changes all the time that are inflicted upon us. So something that's perfectly legal and legitimate and fine, you can say whatever, you know, however much of you want about it, you can write about it on Facebook, you can tweet about it, you can talk about it, and then from one day to the next, suddenly you find that it's no longer acceptable. It's decided by someone in, you know, Silicon Valley or San Francisco, that it goes against their community guidelines, which are seen to be constantly, you know, inflating or changing or morphing or evolving. And then you find that you're in trouble for saying something which the day before you were okay with. And that is an intolerable thing. I mean, that, by the way, makes it very, very difficult for people to build businesses within the social media environment in the West, because you just don't know what's going to happen from one day to the other. In China, you can. You just know which topics you steer clear of. And that's, I think, something people need to know. I mean, you know, if we have a set of rules, if people are told what, you know, they can say and what they can't say, and, you know, they can be confident that it'll be the same rules tomorrow as it is yesterday and as it was yesterday, then you can work with that. when you have things change every day from one day to the next, and you know it's just up to someone to decide in a completely arbitrary fashion in you know Silicon Valley or wherever, then of course that makes it very, very difficult.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll see what the teenagers are going to do if TikTok does get banned in the United States. And my personal opinion is that the whole platform is very toxic to begin with. But let's talk about a different toxic platform, and that is Twitter, which is also very toxic. And we have news that just came in, actually, Alexander. I don't know when this video will go up, but it's Friday evening, and I just got the notification that a 17-year-old Florida teenager has been arrested and charged over the hacking, that recent hacking that took place and targeted 100 some odd blue check Twitter elite accounts, high profile accounts, politicians, entertainers, billionaire businessmen, Elon Musk, Obama, Biden, all these guys. And they got people to donate, do Bitcoin donations. So anyway, it was a 17-year-old Florida teenager. Twitter said it was a spear phishing attack that targeted Twitter's employees via their mobile to give information to this teenager, who then took over these Twitter accounts. And he also accessed 36 accounts from the statement of Twitter, 36 DM inbox accounts, which are the hidden messages. That's not good. Anyway, this speaks to the fact that Twitter is just a complete freaking mess. If their employees got tricked by a 17-year-old high school student to give the account information to these high-profile individuals,
Absolutely, you're entirely right. I mean, I this isn't the Chinese, it's not the Russians, it's not, you know, someone like that. It's a 17-year-old in Florida, and he's able to break in. I mean, Twitter's controls and its checks and its protection systems are obviously a complete mess. I mean, you said this previously in earlier programs, and of course, I should explain to our viewers that Alex knows the tech world. I mean, you've worked in it. You've been part of this. That Twitter is actually far and away the smallest and the weakest of these big tech companies. In fact, it's not even really a big tech company. And it's got all kinds of weaknesses and flaws. It's very aggressive in the way it tries to manipulate, you know, what goes on its platform. In fact, it's one of the most aggressive, but it's actually in many ways just a shambles. And I think we've just seen it. I mean, if a 17-year-old can do this to them, a 17-year-old, then God help us. I mean, it's not even a college student. I mean, he's not some maths genius, you know, MIT or something.
Like that. Extraordinary, yeah.
I mean, it's a 17-year-old presumably working out of bedroom somewhere. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it's absolutely.
He didn't target Trump's account, so I wonder if he's a Trump supporter. 17-year-old MAGA hat.
Absolutely. Well, quite. You might be, for all I know. But I mean, really. I mean, just. I mean, it tells you all you need to know about Twitter. I'm sure that the other bigger companies are more insulated about this thing. But I'm just going to make a simple observation, which is that, you know, and this is a Russiagate point. I mean, you go back into the history of Russiagate and all the so-called hack. And again, I'm talking not from personal knowledge, because I'm not a tech person, but people who are tech people told me that, you know, the way in which, you know, Podesta's and emails were stolen and the DNC's emails were stolen was not very sophisticated. And it's the kind of thing, you know, that you can imagine somebody being able to do if they were even properly hacked. I mean, you know, what the FBI was alleging might not even have happened like that at all, because, you know, we now know that it wasn't. But hacking is not particularly difficult. 17-year-olds can do it. Don't look for big actors to do them. Probably wasn't a hack anyway. Most probably was a leak. But there we are.
There you are. Yeah. Targeting Twitter employees anyway. All right. We'll leave it there. This was a light video.
Yeah.
We just had some news that we wanted to get out to you guys. You also got a shirt, Alexander.
I certainly have. You can see it. These are our amazing new shirts. And you can see I'm very proud British flag there. You can see what an elegant UK, exactly. So you can see what a great shirt this is. We have these amazing shirts, expanding catalogue of them. You can find them in our shop together with our equally great videos, mugs. And here's one with the flag of the United States.
All right, cool. Let's end it there. I've got Serbia, by the way. All right, take care, everybody.